Marty Lurie here, talking some baseball with Austin Slater. Boy, it's nice to see you at the ballpark. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's good to see you playing. This has been an interesting season for you, sort of a breakout season from where you were before and a little bit more consistency. What's going on with you?
Yeah, my swing feels like it's in a great spot right now. You know, we've made some adjustments with the hitting coaches, and I feel like I have a very repeatable swing right now and, you know, looking to keep that going.
You know, it's funny. I was talking to Kai Correa before you came out just to chat with him about you, and I said to him, in my own observation for what it's worth, that you have this kind of swing. You let the ball get deep, and you can hit to right field with power. Now, a lot of guys try to hit to right, and they'll drop the bat and shift their body. You don't do that. You let the ball get deep. Am I right about that?
Yeah. That's a very astute observation. And when I'm at my best, I don't have to worry about getting beat by a fastball. I know I can always shoot it, no matter, you know, if it's inside, outside, you know, wherever it may be, I can shoot it to right if I need to. And, you know, I think that helps me stay on the off-speed pitches and, you know, having that mentality and that comfort level of being able to take any fastball and hit it the other way, you know, keeps me balanced and it keeps me patient, you know, where I don't feel like I have to go out front and try to pull a fastball, you know, over into the seats. So, you know, I think that's one thing that's been going very well for me is, you know, the ability just to, you know, hit it wherever it is and, you know, not be out front chasing pitches.
Do you look for the fastball? They always say, look for the fastball and hit the breaking ball. Is that true?
You know, I think when I'm going my best, I sit off speed, you know, and just trust that I can hit the fastball. You know, you've spent your whole life, you know, training to hit fastballs. And so, you know, just letting your, you know, practice and preparation take over and react to the fastball. And for me, looking for off-speed keeps me, you know, more disciplined in the zone, you know, and not chasing pitches, which, you know, that's half the battle right there.
Mm. Austin Slater with us. Nice to catch up with you.
Yeah.
Grew up in Florida. Come on, Jacksonville, near my alma mater, the University of Florida. Of course, you and I have talked about it. But what was life like for you as a kid with baseball?
With baseball? Yeah. I started out doing Little League, and I started doing travel ball around, you know, 12 or 13, and, you know, going to tournaments around the state with my mom. You know, for the most part, my parents were pretty hands-off with it. You know, obviously my mom put in a lot of time and effort, and so did my dad, making that happen. You know, the travel ball circuit can sometimes be a little overwhelming. So, you know, I was very blessed there. But they let me pursue my passion. I love baseball. But, you know, they weren't over the top, over my shoulder parents, like, so that was nice and kind of refreshing that it was always just like a fun thing. And, you know, we would enjoy it and have a blast on those trips. And then, you know, I fully dedicated myself, I think, my freshman year of high school to baseball and, you know, was able to go on from there.
So your parents weren't the ones in the stands screaming, come on, Austin, come on.
No. If anything, my dad would bring a newspaper or something to the field and, you know, let other people coach me. And, you know, that was great. That was, you know, you see sometimes guys get burnt out because their parents are too involved or, you know, put too much pressure on them. And, you know, I think as a kid, you can forget that it's just a game, you know, you're supposed to have fun with it. And, you know, I think baseball can teach you a lot of things, but if you put too much pressure on yourself, to perform, that you miss out on a lot of the learning experiences and the joy of the game.
You're a great athlete at Bowles High School, and people should understand Bowles High School is one of the top high schools in the Jacksonville area, and the big players came out of there. You were fabulous there, then you got hurt. You got hurt. What happened?
Yeah, so a group of my friends, we decided to play a game of Ultimate Frisbee, you know, a week before our season started. And it had just rained, and we were playing in tennis shoes on a wet field, and I ended up slipping and breaking and dislocating my ankle. So I ended up missing pretty much my whole senior year, which, you know, I see as a blessing in disguise. You never know with the draft, but, you know, there's a chance that I could have gone out of high school, and, you know, that would have been very tempting. But, you know, that decision was kind of just taken away from me. And, you know, I ended up going to school and meeting some friends for life and and having a great experience in college and maturing a lot. And I think that was invaluable in so many different ways in my life.
You went to college in the Bay Area, if I'm not mistaken. No, we're teasing you, but you did. You went to Stanford. What did you study at Stanford?
I studied science, technology, and society. You know, it was an interdisciplinary blend of some econ, some computer science and business, you know, a lot of different subjects, and, you know, was able to do that as well as, you know, participate in all my athletic stuff. And, yeah, it was a great experience.
When did you realize you had speed? Because, look, we're going to talk a little bit about stolen bases, which is incredible what you've accomplished in the big leagues. But you can run. You got a lot of speed, but you look like a big guy who's probably, you know, a fullback, halfback kind of guy, but you run like a wide receiver.
Yeah, I always remembered myself being fast, but, you know, that was something, you know, after I broke my ankle that I had to work on after that. Not having the same flexibility in my ankles and, you know, having a lot of leg injuries throughout my career. So that's something that, you know, luckily we have a great staff here that not only designs workouts, but, you know, treatment schedules to, you know, keep us healthy and you know, playing at our best. And so a lot of credit goes out to them for, you know, a lot of the development that I've been able to keep up and use on the field.
The people look at you and say, I can't believe you're that fast.
Hey, you know, there's a lot of guys around the league that'll surprise you, you know. Even Mercedes, you know, there's guys around that, you know, can move and, you know, are faster than they look.
Okay. All right. I'll take your word for it. Well, Austin Slater, always a pleasure to talk ball with him. Well, the stolen bases, seriously, like 38 out of 40 or something in the big leagues, which is an incredible, incredible percentage. How do you do that?
You know, a lot of prep work. You know, I can't take all the credit here. Our coaching staff does an unbelievable job, you know, preparing us and you know, also picking the right spots. I think there's still an art to stealing bags and, you know, reading pitchers and getting tips on pitchers and knowing what counts are good counts to go in. And you know, luckily we have a staff that dedicates a lot of time to finding those advantages. And, you know, I obey orders and go when I'm told to go. But a lot of it is jump and timing. And so those are things that I feel like I've been getting better and better at.
Okay. You know, it's a very exciting part of the game because it's late in the game and everyone in the park knows that you can run and that you could steal a base or down a run or two and you get in scoring position. And you had one of those situations against the Brewers and you got picked, but you didn't stop. You kept going. And Rowdy Tellez made a throw and you beat the throw and set that inning up for the win.
Yeah, you know, that was actually that comes back to a coaching moment from last year. Is I think it was against the Dodgers. I got picked off in a similar situation, you know, from a left-handed pitcher, and I stopped. Yeah. And, you know, we went back and we looked at it, and, you know, the teaching moment was like, hey, like, if the guy's really slow, even if he's coming over, like, you can still get to second base if you just put your head down and run. It has to be a perfect throw, perfect tag. A lot of good defensive things have to happen for the other team to still throw you out. So, you know, I like to point back and think back on moments like that and on those learning experiences and incorporate them into my game moving forward.
Yeah, well, you did it. It was a big play. And I know it's exciting. Stolen base is still an exciting part of the game. You're hitting lefties really well, and sort of people want to make you a platoon player, which I can't stand. I say, look, this is a world-class athlete. I know he can hit. He's hit his whole life. How do you feel about that? Because you are hitting lefties really well, but how do you feel about being sort of that platoon guy?
Yeah, you know, I look at our roster, and I see a really deep group of guys, a deep group of hitters, and I understand the composition of our team. We have four lefty outfielders right now. So, you know, for us to be at our best as a team, you know, we have to have those guys in the lineup. We have to have those guys, you know, hitting and doing their part. And, you know, sometimes that just comes down to like, hey, they have a better chance today than you might. Yeah. And understanding that and being okay with that and still trying to help the team win. And understanding that, hey, if there's a lefty coming out of the pen later in the game, I'll still get my shot to play that day. Okay. You know, I view myself personally as an everyday player, and I know those guys do as well. And you know, that's not us sitting there like resentful that the other guy's getting an opportunity. It's understanding that, hey, like, these guys match too, and they're really good players, and you know, if we want to be our best as a team, you know, everyone needs to contribute. So that's, I think, something that I've come to understand and learn and appreciate about this game. It's an individual sport, but it's also, you know, a team sport. And as a team, you're only as good as your pieces. And when everyone plays together, that's when great things happen.
Yeah. It's not easy to pinch hit, though. It is a pinch hit when you come in late in the game.
It isn't. You know, I think career stats on pinch hitting is lower than, you know, normal stats. But I think that's also a learned skill. Just like everything else in this game, stealing bags, playing good defense, there's things that you can learn to do better, and I think pinch hitting is one of them. And I think a lot of those numbers are lower than the normal numbers is because guys don't typically do it a lot. But, you know, as a team, we do it a lot, and I think we have guys that can handle those situations.
Yeah, I always say don't get cheated. If you're getting up there, take three swings.
Yeah, you know, I think it depends on the situation. It depends on the hitter. I think guys can approach it different way. I've seen a lot of different successful approaches in pinch hitting. And, you know, each guy has to figure out what works best for them. You know, and a lot of times the pitcher dictates, you know, what you're doing up there in a pinch hit role.
Yeah, good point. You have a very important position in baseball, and that's you're the player rep. And, of course, we went through everything over the winter of 2021, 2022. And you were right in the middle of it. We've gone through negotiations with the international draft, and they chose you to be the player rep. How about that?
They did, yeah. It's been a lot of responsibility, and, you know, I feel honored that, you know, I'm here representing the guys in that role. It's been a lot of work, but it's been a very rewarding experience and a great learning experience. And, you know, I'm going to continue doing it, and, you know, I'm on another committee, the rules competition committee this year, with three other players and some owners. And so I think there's going to be some rule changes coming forward that are going to be really interesting. And I think the fans are going to appreciate, you know, maybe not at first, but I think eventually they will. And things to improve our sport. So I like being involved, and, you know, I want to see the sport succeed and grow, and you know, fans, you know, keep coming back to the ballpark.
Yeah. Boy, good to talk to you. Have you seen the pie slice shift at second base, where they make a point from the furthest point of second base, it goes out like a pie slice, and you can't be in that area?
I've seen it, yeah. That's part of the proposed rules. I think fans want to see more action, and, you know, steals are, as you said, an exciting part of the game, and you can't steal first base. So, you know, limiting shifts is going to, you know, I think, increase batting averages, you know, especially for left-handed hitters. And I think you'll start seeing more action on the bases. You know, pitchers are going to have to start holding runners differently. And I think part of that rule is, you know, pitchers are going to only be able to pick off twice in one at-bat. And there's going to be a pitch clock. So I think the pace of the game is going to improve. There's going to be more action. I think with the shift, too, I think what you're going to start seeing is more excellent defensive plays because you're not going to be able to align your defense perfectly, which is going to allow guys to range more and you know, make more spectacular plays. So I think those are all things fans want to see. Those are things that make the game exciting. And, you know, I think at first the rule might disgruntle some people, but I think it'll, in the long term, improve the product on the field.
Yeah. Oh, very well said. I'm glad you're on that committee. Yeah, a ground ball up the middle, a bullet up the middle, and there's the shortstop stick.
Just sitting there. You know, but, like, wouldn't you rather want to see Craw make a extension play, get up off of his knees and throw a guy out, or, you know, the classic spin move, throw to first base? You know, those are the kind of plays that get people off their butts and clapping, and you know, those are things that you want to come to the ballpark and see.
Very good. Well, one last thought for you. What about the robo-ump, as they call them, the computerized strike zone? What about that?
Yeah, I think from what I understand, it's still a little ways away. I think they're testing it out, and to MLB's credit, the league office is being very, very thorough, testing out a lot of these rule changes and a lot of these proposals in the minor leagues and making sure that it's ironed out before, you know, implementing it into the big leagues and having, you know, impact on games in negative ways.
Boy, all right. Good to catch up with you, the Stanford man. Well, you explained that very well. I'm glad you're on that committee and you're a player rep and you're having a breakout season. And good for you. Good for you. So it's good to catch up with you.
All righty. Thanks, Marty.
Very good.
Yeah. All right. That's Austin Slater. More coming up. KMBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.